everyone. Welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu Heaters Off Edition. Here today, it's me, it's On, and the next to me is Jams. Jams, today I have a very heated, debated topic to talk about with you today.
About what?
I want to talk about sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Okay, so...
Of all the things, my bad.
So, would you consider a hot dog a sandwich?
You can make an argument that it is, but I don't. I put a hot dog in its own category.
I think a hot dog is a sandwich, but it is also a hot dog.
It has the bread.
Like, you know the argument that a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle can't be a square?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, same thing with the hot dog in my argument. That
it's like how you have an orangutan and you could also have a silverback monkey.
They're both in the monkey family. Gorillas. Yeah.
Yeah, they're both in the monkey family, but they're different things.
Okay. Would you consider a calzone a sandwich?
Let me think about that. I mean, I really do like them, but I don't really eat them often enough. It's like it's in the genus hot pockets.
But you don't need to eat them to consider what a sandwich or not, though.
I don't consider it a sandwich.
Why is that? Why don't you consider a calzone a sandwich?
I consider it in the same family as a hot pocket, and a hot pocket's just
it's
own thing.
It's a hot pocket, not a sandwich.
It's a filling. It's a bread filled with stuffing. That's what it is. It's not a sandwich.
Do you know what an Uncrustable is?
Yeah, one of those peanut butter and jellies without the crust. You get them in the frozen aisle section, right?
Can you describe a hot pocket to me again?
It's just a thing of bread filled with... Damn.
Dale, can you take that same description to describe what an Uncrustable is for me?
Yeah, but they specifically use sandwich bread for that one. It's different style bread.
It's still bread, like, though. It's still bread, though, right?
The style matters. The calzone is more like empanada type, right?
I guess, but it's still like bread. It's still bread, right? It's
different type of bread.
But it's like I think
you know what? It's different enough. Like, you know, you have your red pandas, or people call them pandas, but they're not really pandas. They count what do they count it? Raccoons?
Oh, so yeah, I think they're like in the raccoon or in the like the opossum or some family, or
you know, this is a scientific debate. I think science will fill up for many decades on the calzone or related to Uncrustable.
But I'm just saying, a hot pocket is technically a sandwich, but it is also a, you know, like its own thing. But it could,
right?
But I would put it in the big old genus of sandwiches, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fine. But it's different enough to where it's in its own.
It's own
far
thing?
Enough from the family of sandwich.
Okay, let me
just a cousin of the Uncrustable.
So let me give you another example. Let me see. So let's say you're playing a Pokemon game,
right?
And then your mom's like, "Stop!" Your mom's like looking over your Pokemon. She's like, and she basically calls everything a Pikachu at that point, right? Yeah, like everything
your parents calling everything a Nintendo when it's an Xbox.
Exactly. So like when a parent is like buying a Hot Pocket, they'll probably just call it a sandwich, right? Like. Just eat one of those.
Mom, I want a hot pocket. Hot pockets at home.
Just get the sandwiches from the freezer. I would, you know, like, that's my thinking is that, like, they're generic enough to where parents would just call them sandwiches.
Okay, what do you consider a Jamaican patty?
I don't know what a Jamaican patty is.
Just look it up. It's like a calzone, but with, like, just meat in it. Ground beef. They're spicy. They're good. They're delicious.
Jamaican patty. Let's see. Looks like a sandwich to me.
It's like an empanada.
It's basically an empanada.
Yeah. Empanadas are basically, technically sandwiches, right? What about the sweet ones? I guess you could say that the empanada is still in the sandwich because peanut butter and jelly is a
exactly.
sweet sandwich.
I was just about to say that. I was like, would you just, like, are you not considering that peanut butter and jelly is not a sandwich? Because, well, what do you think is more iconic? Like, a ham sandwich or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
PBJ is that iconic one.
Right? It's very hard to argue between. You can also argue, like, just straight up.
I meant to say the cheese and ham.
Oh, the cheese
is like the cheese and ham for me.
What about grilled cheese?
Dude,
it's hard.
Grilled cheese is delicious, but I wouldn't.
Yeah,
put it over ham and cheese. There's no way.
I don't think I can consider like grilled cheese to be very iconic in general because
grilled cheese came from a place where ham didn't exist. For many reasons. They're like, what do I put on my stuff? Well, just butter and cheese and cook it on the stovetop.
What does that even mean?
It was born out of not having ham.
Like desperation? Ham, like desperation?
Yeah, desperation. It's like, you know, when you've ever had nothing in the pantry and you go for the saltines and you put them in ketchup and mustard. So yeah, I got a hot dog.
Like the guy was like, I was like, okay, well, I got two pieces of bread and some cheese. We need something to spice this up. What can we add to this? I know, I got some butter. I'm going to slap some butter on the outside of this. And what else? What else could I do? I'm going to grill it. And then I think that's where the amazingness of grilled cheese comes from is like, just like, have you ever had like a pressed grilled cheese sandwich?
Like not to my knowledge, surprisingly.
Like a panini press or whatever?
I always do mine on my, I've had a panini done before, but like not by myself at home.
Okay.
I was always like a sandwich on the skillet type of guy if I wanted to make grilled cheese, which I rarely do.
Have you ever had butter and sugar on bread?
I mean, butter and sugar already go on bread. Like just when you're making the bread, you're putting butter in it, no? Like with the yeast?
No. I'm just like, you take a piece of white bread, you put some butter on it, and then you put white sugar on it.
I don't like that.
Have you ever
had? I've seen it, but I don't want to do it.
I've had it once. It's actually not bad.
Pointless.
It's not bad. It's like when you have nothing to eat, it's not bad. I've had it before. It's
butter and sugar. I'd rather just have the bread by itself, toasted with some coffee.
At that point, it's not bread by itself. You're having it toasted with coffee.
Yeah, but the bread is its own thing still. Like, we're delving, like, the coffee's a liquid. You're drinking it. You can easily just drink it with water if you want.
Oh, okay. So with grilled cheese, I would consider it only good with, like, I can eat grilled cheese by itself, but I think it's only good when I eat it with, like, tomato soup, right?
Right.
Yeah, like, I feel like...
I don't like tomato soups. I'm more of, like, I like the golden mushroom. If I'm going for like a cheap basic canned soup or something like that.
But I feel like that's too heavy to compliment how heavy a
golden mushroom's very light. Those are like condensed. Like it's not heavy.
What are you
like,
talking
about? It's very heavy, you're thinking about like a lobster bisque.
No, I like compared to
that's heavy, like a cream of mushroom is
probably light. I consider cream of mushrooms to be heavy. I can consider cream of mushroom.
Calorie wise?
Like it's cream.
I mean,
it
depends on who
it.
Makes it.
It has cream in
if
it.
You're just like I'm just talking about bottom of the barrel because I don't consider grilled cheese fancy food. Like you would have in my mind, like a cheap can of Campbell's soup or something like that.
Right.
High in sodium but low in calories.
Right. Like in my head, like anything filled with like a thick creamer that you have to water down, I would consider thick. You know. And I think on the light side, I would consider like tomato soup to be on the light side. I would consider
yeah,
like,
well, it is definitely vegetables are
yeah
on the light side for sure.
I think the lightest soup I can think of is like the cheap like 50-cent can of chicken noodle soup, the Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
The tomato soup's lighter, I think, because you got the carbs from the noodles.
Yeah, that's what I was getting.
Like
to
those
that.
Franken soups don't like they're just like a congealed, you know, flom or something.
Like
you're eating.
Yeah,
it's like the hero went out and like killed a bunch of mushroom slimes.
That's what I'm saying. Like
can,
I'm just saying the
and we're eating it.
The water alone, though, just I like if you took out the noodles and the protein from the chicken noodle soup, just the water alone. That's what I'm talking about. It's just
right.
It's just chicken based. It's just chicken. Chicken broth.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you eat when you're sick and you can't, like, chew anything.
Okay,
why dental surgery done?
Why do people eat chicken noodle soup when they're sick? I don't get that.
It's just easy to go down, dude.
Is it?
Yeah, if you just have like the broth, you don't have to chew or anything like that. Or like, for example, if your throat is sore,
yeah.
Have you ever tried to eat solid food when you had like severely sore throat?
Oh my, it's impossible. Yeah,
right.
Or like when
you just have the broth and that goes down as calories, you could easily replace it with something else, like the golden mushroom or clam chowder.
I feel like clam chowder is easier to go down just because it's more smooth,
tasty.
Yeah.
Like I'm a big proponent for the bisque when you're sick.
Yeah.
Just because that's heavy calories and you're not doing anything. Just have yourself a little bisque. You're all getting better with nutrients. You don't need no Pakari Sweat. Get the fuck out of here, Pakari Sweat. With your porridges. I don't want no granule of feelings going down my throat when I'm sick.
Okay, what about, in your opinion, what about, so my whole plan for this podcast, right, was for you to admit that calzones were a sandwich.
Did I ruin it for you?
No, not yet.
Agreed.
Would you agree though that calzone is a sandwich?
Yeah, it's in the area.
Okay,
of a sandwich.
Okay. I haven't lost yet. So would you consider a pizza a deconstructed sandwich?
I mean, you can easily do like the New York style fold. And you know, you do your traditional sandwich that's closed on top, it becomes like a hot dog cousin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so is that a
yes?
A sandwich.
So is that a yes?
Yeah, it's a sandwich.
So you would consider
a pizza? I call it why not? Anything's a sandwich.
A deconstructed sandwich. Yeah, because of a calzone.
Would a deconstructed sandwich be like bread next to ham next to cheese on a plate, though?
Well, like, it's because, like, a calzone is a sandwich, and what is a calzone but just a folded-up pizza?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, if you had, like, a mutant person, it would still be a person.
Yeah. So, basically, the whole idea of this podcast was just for you to admit that a pizza is a sandwich.
Yeah, I've never argued against it. Have you?
I mean, it's such a weird argument to make. That's why I'm making the argument in the first place. Like
who? I mean, it's definitely one of those arguments that have become popular for everybody to have an opinion on it.
No.
I know for sure I've seen it like at least 3 times on Reddit, and it always gets uploaded like 3,000.
No, I've seen the argument.
Pizza sandwich.
I've never seen the argument.
Did Alton Brown even talk about this?
No, I've never seen the argument that if a pizza is a sandwich. I've seen the argument all the time about if a hot dog is a sandwich. And usually with pizza,
I always fold my pizzas like the New York with those big thin slices.
I mean, usually if it's big like that, you have to fold it to keep its rigidity. That makes sense, right? To keep its rigidity. Yeah. If it's like one of those like short pizza that kind of holds its own when you pick it up, there's no point. There's no need to fold it. But
I mean, those you just put them in your mouth and like you're a Titan from Attack on Titan just eating a person.
Yeah, but if they're big and floppy, then you have to fold it. You have to fold it for its rigidity.
The beginning of the crust is the neck. You bite it off right there.
Wait,
and then you have to leave it for another pizza to look at it.
Do you eat the pizza from the crust down?
No, who does that? Some sort of barbarian. What you do with the crust is you dip it in the sauce.
Okay.
If you grab a sauce on the side.
Also, like, what happened to all the pizzas with like the really nice cheesy crust in them? I don't see them very often anymore.
I mean, I know Papa John's has it right now, but I haven't been eating pizza. Like, if I get pizza now, I get a pizza bowl. I don't get the pizza bread. Like, Marco's has been my go-to these days. So, have you had Marco's pizza before? It's pretty good, actually.
I've been to this really nice pizza restaurant, and I think hands down, like, I used to be like that type of person that likes like just slap everything on my pizza. Like, I want like meat lovers. I like, you know, just everything on top. But once I went to that really fancy restaurant, it really showed me, like, that less is more.
Like, it's too busy. I like 2 toppings. 3 at most.
I think my favorite Supreme. Is margarita. That's probably the best pizza I've ever had in my life, is a margarita pizza.
I have not had a good pizza.
I think you have to go... You have to go find a place that, like, that makes fresh... like tomato sauce, and that's where you will find the best margarita pizza.
I got a really good.
You're like, you're like disconnecting in and out for me,
which is really here, funny. But it's like not like each slice is a foot long. It's one of those types of places. And for some reason, they just have a picture of Adam Sandler on their wall. That's how I remember that place.
Wait, why do they have a picture of Adam Sandler?
Because he went there and the owner was like, I want a picture with Adam Sandler. And he took it. And he's left it up there for like 10 years.
I mean, why not, right? Why not?
Why not?
Like, did you ever see that video of Barack Obama going to Vietnam and eating pho?
Yeah, they shrined
they shrined the table, the stool.
They got a twofer. They got Bourdain and they got Obama.
Exactly. Like, it's a clay encased in glass.
Yeah, dude, like, 1,000 years from now, it's going to become, like, you know.
I just thought it was really funny.
The Colosseum of Rome, or, you know, the site where... Nah, that's a little too sacrilegious. I'm not going there. That's what I was about to say. Too cheesy, too edgy.
I just thought like they're like a 50 cent Chinese plastic chair is encasing glass.
I mean, how long will that last? Probably a really long time.
Yeah.
It'll probably. Yeah, like those things degrade in the sun, right? The sun will melt it, but it's under lights. It'll be there forever.
Yeah, it's inside. It'll be fine. I mean, it's also encased in glass, so there's really nothing that can really bother it. Okay, so I want to ask you. Let's start rating sandwiches. Okay, let's start with the just the most basic, like the most common. Just what would you rate just a piece of bread? Just white bread.
I don't like white bread. I like. It has to be fancy, right? It has to have multiple seeds on it.
Like rye?
Just white bread's like 3 out of 10. Something like that, 2 out of 10. Boring. If I'm having bread alone, it has to have, a gimmick. Yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah, white bread by itself is kind of boring. Okay, what if we move up to, like, oat bread?
Yeah, oat bread's a lot better.
What would you rate
it? 4 out of 10?
I give oat bread, like, a nice 5. I could eat oat bread by itself. Like, if it has, like, a really nice crunch to it, I could do that.
And going back to white bread, like, if you toast it on a pan, it's great. Better than a toaster.
Oh.
For sure.
I remember I told you that I used to, I used to toast my bread with butter, but I've actually gotten used to, like, toasting with mayonnaise now. And I really, mayonnaise is not bad. It's just
American
oil.
American way.
I mean, it's just oil, right? Mayonnaise is just oil.
Oil and eggs.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't need that extra calories. I stay away from mayonnaise. I have been indulging far too much in garlic aioli recently, though.
You're telling me...
Which is just the same fucking thing.
Exactly.
It's a cousin of it, really.
Well, the thing is that...
Luchador. It's a mayonnaise and a luchador mask.
Well, the thing is that, like, I used to grill mine with butter. I'm like, well, I mean, I already have the mayo out, so I can use the... So I can put it on my, like, ham and cheese sandwich. So I was like, why don't I just use mayo to grill the bread with it? Because I don't want to take
out... The substance is different. Like, mayo's a lot heavier. The butter's like...
I mean, you're not slapping a huge amount on there. You're slapping... You're putting the same amount as you would butter, you know? Just... And then most of it flies butter off.
Kind of like melts down.
Most of it, yeah, most, it? Yeah, most of it melts down back into oil in the pan, so it's not all soaking back up into the bread.
I had to try it myself to do it.
Yeah, just try.
I remember you were talking about making like mayo with the chicken, the sandwich that way.
Yeah, I try it. It's really good. I think you would. I mean, honestly, like flavor wise, it does bring a weird. I don't know, like maybe a. I can't really describe the flavor, but you definitely have to try it out. No, it's not pungent at all. Like, it's oil and eggs. I think the smell and flavors really come from the additives they add on top of, like, because I just use, like, the
probably
the regular mayo you buy at the store or whatever. And the reason why I use the mayo in the first place is because, like, our family buys, like, the butter in the big old gallon tub, and I hate
I just get the sticks.
We have sticks, but I was like, I don't want to dirty my hands with a stick because we already have like a plastic spoon inside the tub, so I just kind of put it on there, and then that's pretty much it, like minimal cleaning or whatever. But it's a hassle to take the huge tub in and out because it's always in the back of the fridge, and I have to dig through like a bunch of stuff in front of it to take it out. So I was like, I'll just use mayonnaise, and now I use mayonnaise all the time. It's not bad. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm I don't really put anything extra like sauces too much on my sandwiches, to be honest with you. I will if I have lettuce or tomato in it, but I'm not much of a sandwich person these days, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, what about grilled cheese? What would you rate grilled cheese? Toasted white bread.
See, I like how like toasted bread is with like some butter in it, because it gets like the crunchiness and you feel the hot air escape from it.
Yeah,
well, it's like a 6 out of 10. But I guess let's say 7 out of 10.
I guess when we're rating these, let's say we're rating these like at,
if we were to make them in the
if we were to make them
from Walmart or Costco or whatever,
right?
Because like obviously, if you go to a Michelin star restaurant, they make you like grilled cheese. It'd be the best grilled cheese of your life.
Exactly,
10 out of 10 probably.
Okay.
But if it's just for us, like me making one, probably 6.5 out of 10.
What cheese would you put in your grilled cheese?
Kraft American.
I think I would go, I think I would go Pepper Jack for my grilled cheese.
I went through a Pepper Jack phase, but I mostly just use the yellow American Kraft one. The off-brand one always has a weird oily process consistency. I don't like it.
Like, are you talking about the ones that come in like a huge pack at Walmart? Like just the cheap ones?
Yeah, I think those are like just processed cheese.
Yeah,
family member. Not even like real cheese. I don't even know what it is. It's awful.
It's basic juices cheese
that you get that are super sugary. That you're basically just drinking like sugar with 15 grams of water per tablespoon or something.
It's basic cheese, yeah. Okay, let's move up from cheese and let's say, what would you consider? Is there any sandwich in between a cheese sandwich and a ham and cheese sandwich?
I don't know, dude. Just cheese and lettuce?
I don't think that's not a thing. That's not a thing, is it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're making a ham and cheese sandwich with lettuce and you forget you don't have any more lettuce, or I mean ham, and you drop it on the ground, like it's happened.
I don't. I would consider like you wouldn't make that. Before. You wouldn't make that by mistake. I'm saying like something you would aim at making. You know.
I mean, if you plan for it, I don't know what is there between ham and cheese.
Okay, well, we'll just say ham and cheese. What would you? Oh, I never got my rating for a cheese sandwich. I'd say I give it a 4. You would give it a 5.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
It's 4. Yeah, it's not that high on my list. Okay.
It's poverty.
it's poverty.
I look down on it.
We have these Michelin star restaurants serving you ham and cheese sandwich.
I look down on it. It's a gimmick. They need chicken fingers on their menu. They're not a Michelin star worthy.
Okay, so ham and cheese sandwich. What would you rate that?
I mean, that's the standard bearer, right? 8 out of 10.
That's pretty high.
7 out of 10. 7 out of 10.
What kind of pretty basic? Are you using like the basic like cube ham?
Yeah, I don't use basic bread. I use really nice bread, and I use deli ham.
Yeah, me too. I use the really nice sliced deli ham as well.
Yeah. At worst, I use those big ass packs they sell you for like $6, and like, you know, they put a rib of a whole adult pig in there or something like that.
I swear it's cheaper than cubed ham for some reason, like deli ham, if you buy it in bulk. I think it's cheaper than processed cubed ham. And it's,
I think so too.
I don't know if I can say it's healthier, but like I guess it's gonna be healthier than cubed ham. I give it a 7. Or maybe
it's a standard bear.
Like,
obviously I use fancy bread on mine. I don't get white bread anymore.
Okay, what about BLT?
I don't really eat those.
What would you rate them though? BLT.
It's a little boring. Bacon isn't enough to make it worth grabbing. For 5 out of 10, it's okay.
I give it a 2 out of 10. It's awful. I hate BLTs. Yeah,
bacon's like something you put on top of ham. Like bacon's like a topping for meat. It's not a standalone for me ever.
No, it's not the bacon
on a plate.
No, it's not the bacon that makes it a bad thing. It's the tomato. I don't think tomato should ever be in a sandwich because it's just too.
You don't. It's amazing.
It's,
I love it.
Too much
watery.
It's too watery.
I always take out the watery parts. I always de-seed it.
That's like, and that's give it like thin slices. That's like 60% of the tomato.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like if you were to put a bell pepper in it, you just like put the slice of the pepper.
Yeah, but bell peppers ain't wet though. It ain't gonna sog up your sandwich.
It's okay. I mean, why do you put mayo on a sandwich if not to make it wet?
Mayo doesn't make your... Actually, it does the opposite of making your sandwich wet. That's why people put mayo. That's why you put mayo.
It's a binder. The mayo is a binder, but it's like a wet component.
No.
I consider it a wet component.
I don't consider it a wet component. The reason why people put mayo on a sandwich. So what you're supposed to do is you put mayo on your bread, and then you put the lettuce on top of the mayo because the mayo is made out of oil, so the water doesn't seep into the sandwich. So it's more like a protection. Like it's basically like lotion or whatever for your sandwich.
You know what's the worst? Whenever you go to a restaurant or like a takeout, they put mayo in your sandwich, right?
Right.
But then they also put like wet lettuce, so your bread gets all ruined.
Well, that's the thing.
You have to. It's the worst.
It's because
they eat it then and there.
Yeah, because they didn't put enough mayo on the bread, so it creates that barrier between the soggy or the wet lettuce.
Oh, I always I mostly get it without lettuce. Like you know, Burger King on their sandwiches, they'll put like a gallon of mayonnaise. So like even if you say light mayonnaise, it's like you're swimming in it. It's not worth it. I always tell them to take it off. Just do mustard and ketchup.
What I'd rather have I need the mayo. It just kind of makes everything cohesive for me.
I don't like the taste of it in theirs.
Oh, maybe it's just that restaurant.
You mostly taste the mayo. Nah, overall Burger King's.
Oh yeah,
do that. They're guilty of it.
You know, like, do they have like a mayo roller? I feel like
they do. They're a little heavy-handed on it. Like I say, okay, mayo, but you have to put your own lettuce on it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know when they mix the mayo, it sucks. And then you have to scoop the excess mayo off before you put the lettuce on it. Then that's perfect.
I don't go there to eat very often, so I don't really know. And that, I mean,
it's depressing.
And I mean, that's just from one store, though. You can't take the you know, just from that one store and then apply it to, like, every sandwich or every mayo.
This is
true. Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah. But I see your point that, of course, everything's going to taste bad if you add too much of it, you know? That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about a Spam sandwich?
I hate Spam.
Really?
Don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, not for me. Hawaii, don't hang me.
There's these really, really amazing Spam.
You're talking about the Spam musubi?
No, that's with rice. There's this amazing Spam, and it's actually round, and it's not made by, like, the Spam company. There's this round Spam, and I can't find it anymore, but it's like the most amazing Spam I've ever eaten. I used to eat that with just a sandwich alone, and it's really good. It's like crunchy and really like
crunchy.
Yeah, it's like it's very like when you
does it have like a crust on it or something?
No.
Why is it crunchy?
Because you
doesn't
know, when,
sound right.
When
is
you,
it coming
when
alive?
When you cut ham and you grill it, it becomes crunchy. So the ham, like whenever you fry the ham and then you put it in the bread and then you eat it, you know, it becomes a little crunchy when you fry it or whatever. And I used to eat that just with white bread by itself because it was so good, like that specific ham. But I guess in terms of me saying like Spam ham, I guess most people think of like just that tubular ham, like the rectangular one.
That's what I'm thinking of. I wouldn't like Spam. I guess the whole thing of canned ham has become like Xerox Spam. Send me it, Xerox it to me.
I wouldn't make it for myself, but someone gave me a Spam sandwich. I'd eat it.
Obviously, you don't want to be rude.
Well, no. Like, let's say you could decline it. Would you decline it?
Who's making it for me?
Let's say I was making Spam sandwich for you.
I mean, I know you know how to cook good, so yeah, I'll take it.
I mean, how do you fuck up a Spam sandwich?
By serving it? That's how you fuck it up. The best way to make a Spam sandwich is by
not making it at all.
Not make it. I don't know why people like can't have so much. I don't get it.
I mean,
I guess it's okay. It's like Vienna sausages to me. I hate those things. They're not great.
Bro, I love Vienna sausages.
Oh my god, dude. What have you become?
This
is the awe on you.
What has
the digital space done to you?
I blame it on my... college.
I forgive you.
I blame one of my college years.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Because it's easy to cook, right? It's easy to cook. And I'm
to be honest, like I could count the amount of times I've eaten Spam on my hand, and it's like 3 or 2.
It's probably because you've never had like good ham. That's probably what it is. Like if I ever find those circular hams, I'll let you know. But like if they ever bring it up in like Walmart or something again. It's very rare that I ever find them selling it because it's I don't know why they stopped selling it, but it's like one of the best hams I've ever eaten. But I guess in terms of like a ham sandwich for me. I guess I give it a 5. It's all right. It's there. It's there.
Yeah.
What's above a spam sandwich? What about a chicken finger sandwich?
Unnecessary. Take that shit off the list. I'm sure it's good, like barbecue sauce and stuff like that. Why do you need that much opulence? It's not even opulence. It's
what are you talking about? Opulence? It's a chicken finger. It's between two pieces of bread.
I mean, that's basically a chicken sandwich. What am I thinking?
Exactly.
Like, I'm thinking of like the Wendy's one where they put like cheddar cheese and fried onion rings.
Okay. Like, I think the most optimal version of it would be the Raisin Cane's one with Texas toast.
Yeah, that's good. Not necessary. It's like a 6 out of 10.
What?
Mostly the sauce makes it for me.
I think that's kind of true.
Depends, it's dependent on the sauce. Like, for example, if you have the...
Yeah, go on.
The Whataburger, it's like a chicken tender sandwich. It's not chicken fingers. Like, chicken fingers are basically those cylindrical ones, right? Like the mozzarella stick-shaped ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that, ever. Because I always know it's cheap. Like, for you know what I think it is? It's the psychology that the mozzarella stick size is going to be the process size, yeah. And like the shaped chicken tender one is not processed, even though I'm sure it's quite just as processed as the other one. There's no way it's not, right?
Now that you're talking about it, I feel like you're somewhat right, because I think when you're eating a chicken finger sandwich,
they just fry it all.
It's the sauce has to be good to make it good, because usually chicken fingers are kind of dry.
Yeah, it's way too dry. Like, because you have the fried around the meat,
right?
And so that's like two bread,
and like you're biting into something hard, and like, you know, like, it sometimes is like the consistency is not,
something it doesn't to feel beat right it up, you know.
Yeah, the consistency, yeah. Doesn't feel. No, I understand that. That's true. Now you're talking about it. I think you're true. It's true. What you
know
say.
What? I actually like. I don't like the chicken finger sandwiches. I do like chicken sandwiches.
Yeah,
9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like the Popeyes ones. Oh
but,
my
but
god!
That's a separate
freaking
thing.
Love them.
But that's a separate thing, though.
That is
okay. Chicken finger sandwiches. I would give a 4, but if someone would serve it to me, I take the bread, throw it away, and just eat the chicken fingers by itself.
Yeah, chicken fingers don't need anything.
I love chicken fingers. Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's like these freaks that like to. You know, deep fry ice cream and deep fry Snickers bars. Like, okay, I'll eat one bite of it, but I don't need a whole thing of it.
Okay, I guess since you talked about it, chicken sandwiches.
Best 9 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
With sauce. Huh? I'm guessing with sauce.
Never mind. Like, if I'm thinking about it in the realm of sandwiches. Well, I'll get to it when I get to it. 8 out of 10 for sure.
8 out of 10?
With sauce, it's always got to have sauce. There's no way.
Yeah.
Like, spicy, you know, whatever sauce Popeyes uses is great. Or if it's like a spicy sandwich.
Weren't you just dissing
with, like,
on Popeyes?
A little bit of mayo.
Weren't you just dissing on Popeyes?
Oh, yeah. I still got my Karen complaint letter from Popeyes. The one time.
You should frame it.
It's in there. I was about to do that today, actually.
I can agree with you. I do like, because it's a lot thicker than a chicken finger, so it retains more moisture when you bite into it. And
right.
Usually for the chicken, they don't put as a heavy coating on it as like a chicken finger. It's like the outer coating is still crunchy, but it's not like almost.
You know what it is? They always put the pickle in there.
You like the pickle?
The pickle gives it the snap. That's why it's good.
Oh, I've never thought about that.
It's extra.
Yeah.
Like, I suppose like Chick-fil-A will do the deluxe with the lettuce and the pickle and the tomato and then that, but it's too much. You just need the pickle. That's it. It gives it a little extra snap.
Huh.
It's a little tease of what you could have had.
Okay.
Had you made better decisions.
Okay, so what's above a chicken sandwich?
A brisket sandwich, barbecue ribs.
Oh, like
sandwich.
A pulled pork and a...
Pulled pork, there we go. That's what I was thinking about. Pulled pork
sandwich?
Is the tops. That's the top.
Yeah. Honestly, I think pulled pork sandwich, they're good. Don't get me wrong, but it depends on where you buy them.
Depends. Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, because I've had some horrible pulled pork sandwiches because they're overly dry or they're very rubbery. You know, it's very dependent on where you buy them and, you know, who cooked the meat. I think, like, rating-wise, I'd give, like, like if I were to rate, like if I were to go to my favorite,
let's say your ideal pulled pork, yeah, your favorite one,
I'd give it a 9.5.
Yeah, that's about where it's at.
Yeah.
What about a fish sandwich?
Well, wait, with a pulled pork, why do they always serve it on just straight up white bread?
And that's trash. You always have to have good bread. I don't know why they do that.
They always give you the slice of white bread.
I hate that. That's garbage.
Yeah, it's always white bread. Yeah. I'm like why?
Because you're there for the meat, not the. Like, if you go to a restaurant, like, I think Mission Grill will give you a good bun for your pulled pork, but otherwise, like, you're just gonna get the Wonder Bread. I don't know why they do that.
Even I've gone to a really nice, fancy barbecue place, right? Hey, I'm gonna buy this family pack or whatever of all these meats. I was like, sure, here's a loaf of. They literally just gave me a literal loaf of white bread.
Why don't they even take the time to fucking toast it? That's like the worst when they don't even toast it. It's just cold.
I don't know. They literally just gave me a loaf of white bread.
Yeah, like, it's the worst.
Like and when I say a loaf of white bread, I'm not talking about artisan baked white bread. I'm talking about the ones they went to a store, bought white bread, and then they just gave it to you.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. It's cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap.
That's margins right there.
Okay, what sandwich were you talking about after that?
A fish sandwich. Fish. Like the fried fish.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, your fried fillets.
I actually really like them. I really, really, really like them. Yeah,
me too.
Like with tartar sauce?
Yeah, always good.
Yeah.
No mayo, it's just tartar sauce and a pickle.
I think that's the one sandwich I would only eat with white bread.
I think you're right.
Yeah, because I don't see that shit on artisan bread, though.
A hamburger bun. It has to be a hamburger bun, but white hamburger bun.
No, I think hamburger bun is too thick. Too much bread compared to how much fish.
It is too much. I mean, that's what I'm used to. They give you like a lot of tartar sauce on it.
Are you talking about like a McDonald's like fish?
Yeah,
fish
or patty? Wendy's one.
I can, like in like my ideal, like I probably eat it with just white bread, just because the ratio is better. Unless you go to McDonald's and they serve you like what I would consider is not like a fish stick, but it's a fish patty. Like it's very thick, which makes more sense in terms of like ratio. But
definitely
rating wise, like,
I get it on lock.
Rating wise, I give it an 8. I really like fish sandwiches.
Yeah,
I
did too.
Since we're talking
eight
about
eight, is
what are you giving you? Are you giving it an 8 as well?
Yeah, even like the cheap ones. Like if you've ever been to Kroger, like during lunchtime, and they have those cheap fish sandwiches, those are pretty great.
I won't say no to fish sandwich. I love some fish sandwich.
Yeah, me too.
Like the only bad thing is that, like, I guess you could call this a good and a bad thing, is that you know when you're getting a bad fish sandwich because you can smell it before it gets to you.
But even, you really can.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But we're talking about only good, the ideal.
Yeah. Well, that can be a pro because you know, like, before you even bite into it, that it's a bad sandwich because you can smell it. Since we're talking about fish, what do you think about the, I forget what it's called, like, you know, the fish paste? The fish paste you put on?
No, son, don't give me that.
What is that?
What are you, a fish paste? Disgusting, no, oh my god.
Yeah, what is it called? I forgot. It's actually one of my favorite sandwiches. I just don't know what it's called.
Is it like a Vietnamese thing?
No. It's a white thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not fish paste. It's like they take fish and they kind of like mix it with mayonnaise.
Slushy.
And they mix it with mayonnaise.
I don't know what you're talking about. From where? Homemade?
Yeah, it's like the most white, like fish sandwich mayonnaise.
Wait, the most white? What? Watch yourself.
No, this is like a really white recipe.
What do you mean a really white recipe? What are you talking about?
Are
you talking about an American recipe?
No, it goes beyond American. Like you could only white people would serve this.
Just calm down, dude. Jeez, that's kind of racy.
If I can tell you what it is, it's you'll understand it. It's like
I've never been in a friend's house that they've had sandwiches like that.
With fish? Like, it's fish with mayonnaise, right?
Like, maybe I can understand if this was, like, from parents who were, like, super old. Because, you know, in the 50s and the 60s, they had cookbooks with, like, all sorts of weird food, like, gelatinous salads and stuff like that. Like, Franken food, I guess.
No. This is like, if I tell you the name of this, you'll know what it is.
I literally don't know. A tuna sandwich.
That's what it's called. A tuna sandwich.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what a tuna sandwich is.
Okay, then there we go.
Yeah, I love tuna sandwiches.
You're like blinded for like the last like.
Were you talking about a fish paste?
Well, that's why I rolled back. It's not a fish paste. It's like fish mixed with mayonnaise. It's a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, but like when you say paste, I'm thinking about all like grounded up in like a blender type of thing.
That's why I rolled myself back.
Obviously, it looks like that, but yeah, definitely like because the tuna cans is flaky.
I don't even have those
because I always give it to my cat.
Yeah, like if you couldn't recall a tuna sandwich, how would you describe it? A fish paste. That's how I described it. A fish paste.
Why didn't you just say the fish that comes in a can?
I did. I said you take it from the can and mix it with mayonnaise.
My hate of blended fish just disregarded everything else you said.
But am I not right that this is like the super like the most whitest recipe ever?
It's pretty American. Like I've never had that in my friend's house. I've always made them in my house.
I really like tuna sandwich.
It's a pretty standard American food.
I don't get the hate for them though. That's my problem. Why do people hate them
so much?
Who
hates them? I've never heard of people if you heat it up in a work office, that's a big no-no. Don't heat up fish in work.
It's because I guess kids now they're like they see a tuna sandwich, it's like, ooh, it's glop on toast.
No.
Like, you know.
You can have really nice tuna sandwiches with like celery and stuff like that. Pickle bits and such.
I do not like celery in my tuna sandwich.
You know what? I didn't think I would like it, but like tiny baby little portions of celery, not a shit ton.
Like I'm okay with if people put it in, but my ideal tuna sandwich
has to be like the stars, like little pieces of
just enough to give you that crunch
celery. Yeah, just enough to give you the crunch.
I'm okay with it.
It's contrast. My ideal
tuna sandwich is like just tuna and mayo. That's pretty ideal for me. Like maybe
a little bit of mustard.
And
for
maybe
the sourness,
and maybe some maybe instead of like grounded up was it celery, some pickles, maybe
pickles are good too. Yeah, but like in the ratio, so where you get the snap.
I like the snap that comes from the celery. I just don't like the taste of celery in my tuna sandwich.
If it was like deli style, yeah, give me it.
Yeah,
to me every time.
Okay, since we're on like the mush train, what do you think of the egg sandwiches?
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, but right?
Egg sandwiches always have like ham and cheese in it and everything. No.
I'm talking about the ones with the just the eggs and mayo blended together.
What?
Egg mayo sandwich.
No, you need. No, I don't have that. Why?
That's the thing.
Egg oily egg sandwich? No, thank you.
No, it's just egg mayo sandwich. It's just egg.
Nah. If I'm eating eggs like that, I'm just gonna have it alone. I'm not gonna put bread and egg and nothing else.
It's an egg salad. It's egg salad sandwich. That's what it is.
Egg salad sandwich, I guess, would be good. Like if it's potato salad. And
you were just hating on it for like the last 2 minutes, but it's literally an egg salad sandwich. That's what it is.
Egg salad is okay. I like potato salad.
Yeah, potato
salad. I don't know if I'd have potato salad as a sandwich.
No. No, you don't. Egg salad or egg mayo, yes, for sandwich. Potato salad is more of a side dish, right?
Yeah, for sure. Wait. Potato, like, I can scoop potato salad out of a bucket for days.
It's potato. It's potato
too much
in egg mayo sandwich?
I don't make egg mayo sandwiches. I don't know.
Oh.
Nor have I ordered one in like 10 years.
I don't think you can. Where do you even order one? You would have to go to like
Starbucks? I don't know, dude.
Starbucks?
Well, do they have egg salad sandwiches in Starbucks?
Bro, I never go to Starbucks. Too rich for my blood.
I've been there a handful of times if I wanted like something fancy. If I feel like cheating myself, I would just go to Wawa instead and get a better coffee for half the price.
Bro, like the only time I'll reject like a potato salad is like the Walmart brand. Oh, that's so nasty.
Dude, the Walmart brand's pretty good.
I hate the Walmart brand.
Like potato salad overall is just good.
Like overall, potato salad is good. I just don't like
the Walmart brand. If it has egg, like legible egg, If I can, it's not covered up by a bunch of other stuff.
Legible like eggs. The first
legible
time.
Egg. I don't want no counterfeit paste, egg.
No paste eggs.
Don't give me the counter. Like if you go to McDonald's, get the, you know, the egg in the McMuffin sandwich. That's real fresh egg. They had to crack an egg and they put it in the thing.
Oh, instead
it
of the powder.
Just looks processed because they bake. They break the egg with a little knife or whatever. That's why it looks a process, as opposed to the scrambled eggs, which are
powder. Basically,
I think it's just comes in a carton, probably, or already pre-made.
Oh, it's probably carton eggs then.
Carton eggs are the ones for like the McMuffin and such.
Yeah, frozen eggs are really horrible. I don't think they freeze their eggs. I think you have to transport in a powder or in a liquid.
No, somebody made a TikTok of how they make stuff at McDonald's.
Yeah,
and they showed like the McMuffin egg was like fresh egg, but the, you know, the big breakfast, the scrambled egg.
Yeah,
you get that roll of scrambled eggs. That's comes in a bag,
but it's not frozen, right?
I don't know if it's frozen or refrigerated because they have refrigerated trucks.
Yeah, no, but
just Wendy's never frozen.
No, but I'm talking about like it's fine. I guess it's fine if you freeze like non-cooked eggs, but I'm talking about like if you cook egg and then you pre-freeze it. Those are really nasty. Like if you ever had
disgusting. Why would you do that?
Exactly, like because the ice crystals get into them and they kind of give them that weird funk or whatever. Yeah, it's totally nasty.
Yeah. Like if you go ahead.
No. What were you saying?
Nah, I was just gonna go on a whole tangent about milk at school and how it sometimes it's goop because they freeze it way too hard,
dude,
because of the additives to preserve it.
Wait, I think that's just bad. Are you just talking about just bad milk then?
Yeah, no, it's the if you've ever been to like a high school cafeteria in America, you get those chocolate milks or the strawberry milks or whatever. Yeah. And you go for it and you notice like it's frozen, but if you put it into your tray, your plastic tray, obviously they're not going to give you the real plastic ones these days. It's going to be just goop because the preservatives like separated. It's not mixed anymore. It's separated.
I don't think I've ever had, I don't
I've
think
had milk, my, like at least 20 times that, were that like, I've had a milk do that.
I don't think I've ever had my milk do that, but I mean, our orange juices, like, you know how the orange juices were always, like, in high school, they were, or middle school, they were always started
with plastic cups? Yeah, it tasted weird.
Like, they're weird, and then ours were always frozen.
You had plastic cups? I had the carton.
No, for the orange juice. For the milk, we had the cartons. We had cartons, too, yeah.
I had cartons for everything.
Oh, even the orange juice?
Yep.
We sometimes have carton for the orange juice, but sometimes it comes into, like, this weird plastic container with the little
aluminum like you get at a hospital.
Yeah, like a pullback.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually what we got. Bro, I used to drink the strawberry milk all the time, but that thing was just sugar water.
It was.
It was just straight up sugar water.
It always is. Even the like cafeteria food's not healthy in America for sure.
I love
if
how
you want to get the salad, I guess.
I love how like when they were like setting up like the school requirements that they put fresh fried down as one of your vegetables.
Fresh what?
Vegetables. French fries as your vegetable.
French fries? Yeah, it's ridiculous how they put pizza sauce as tomato.
As a vegetable.
It's like how they put soda vending machines outside of the cafeteria in my school, and they presented like they did us a huge favor when you fucking know those guys were lighting their pockets with soda money.
Oh, 100%.
100%, yeah.
My school had a regular lunch line, but they also had like a specialty lunch line. Like yours had that too, right? Yeah. Where you just go in and they have like food that you can just pay for. Like,
brand additional name, the rich kids.
I wouldn't say ours was a brand name. Ours just had like better food, baked potatoes and stuff like that.
Commissary food.
Yeah, basically.
Like if you're gonna go to a racing track, that type of food.
Yeah.
Your Red Baron single serve pizza, which honestly, garbage, pure garbage.
Bro, I really love the school the pizza I had to like. I 100% understand that it's garbage, but it's nostalgia. It's the nostalgia that gets me.
It is pizza. Nostalgia. The wheat pizza, Red Dog. Just don't even bother with it, man.
Yeah, like if you served it to me now, I probably still eat it, but I understand that it's not good, but it's the nostalgia that gets me for it.
There's a golden period of American school breakfast where you get like ham, egg, and cheese burritos, sausage, egg, cheese burritos, and they were amazing.
I still remember getting those.
Them down. They were like That's like something you give to breakfast for a linebacker or something.
I remember we also got, what do you call it? I really like the hash browns. Oh, I love the school hash browns for some reason.
Aren't those just like McDonald's things?
Maybe.
I was never a fan. It's just oily, weird potato. I always ate it because, you know.
I mean, I love them. I love the school hash browns. Okay, back on the topic of the sandwich. What was the last
I departed hard.
What was the last sandwich we talked about?
Your disgusting egg monstrosity.
What are you talking about? This guy? You said you liked it.
I don't know, dude. I backtrack. It's disgusting. Egg and mayo, not for me.
I give it a solid 6 out of 10.
That sounds like alien out of 10 to me. I've never had it before, I don't think.
Well, you've had a tuna sandwich, right? It's basically tuna
like
sandwich.
If I were to have an egg sandwich, it would probably be made by a company or something like that, like really well done, and it would taste amazing. And
dude, you should really, like, I actually make my own during the summer because our house has, I forgot what the herb is called. It's not basil. It's
dill?
Like, yeah, it's dill. Like, we grow our own dill, and I'll usually do, like, 3 eggs and maybe, like, a quarter cup of mayo and then fresh dill. And then I'll actually slap it on top of the toast, like, one piece of toast and eat that because it's amazing. Like, if you never tried it before, don't hate it until you try it because it's really good.
Yeah, for sure. I'll give it a shot someday, maybe.
Okay.
Who knows?
My most hated sandwich, Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe is the worst. It's just nasty meat in a can on bread. You don't even do anything. It's like 1 out of 10.
It's not 0 out of 10. It's like I never got the appeal of Sloppy Joe. Why? It's not even like when they give you Sloppy Joe, you would think that the meat on top of it was like chili, but it's not chili. It's like some other different meat. Right?
Yeah, it's not really good at all. Like, yeah. Making chili on bread, that's pretty good, you know?
That's
chili
fine.
Chips and cheese is the ideal, though, for real.
Like a Frito pie?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like, I never got the appeal of Sloppy Joe. It's sloppy. Why would you serve that to kids in a high school? If you're eating a Sloppy Joe and you get yourself dirty in the afternoon, you're going to have to go throughout the whole day like that, which is horrible. It's hard to hold. It's horrible in every way. I don't know why is that. That's a thing. I think I feel like someone created that because of a budget thing or something like that. It's awful. Ugh. Okay. What other sandwiches can you remember? Really?
Yeah. Po' boys are amazing. Shrimp po' boys, the best. Or catfish po' boy.
So we're getting into that like range of like fancy sandwiches now, right?
Yeah, that's like 10 out of 10 for me. I remember Louisiana finding one on a road trip. I can never go back to it, no matter how many times I've been through Louisiana. Loathsome as it is to go through there. I hate the roads.
Po' boy, I give an 8. I like po' boys.
Yeah, even the most basic one is really good.
Yeah. I haven't had that many po' boys though, but I've had some in while I was going through Louisiana as well. I think I made the mistake of going to like the ones that are trying to be like super hype that were really close to what's that one
the
street?
LSU or whatever.
Well, the,
Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street.
The one that I went to was in some random, like, you know, those random gas station towns they have.
Yeah.
All I know is they had a picture of Bill Clinton on the thing because he went there one time.
Yeah.
An article from like 1998.
Wait, so why did they?
They're still writing the high of that, and the soda machine was all disgusting and had mold in it or something. The sodas tasted all zesty for some reason in those Coca-Cola. You know, those old gas stations have that too.
Yeah.
Where they have the zesty soda for whatever odd reason. Maybe there's something living inside of there that we don't know about. They're keeping a little secret ingredient. Who knows?
Wait, if they've had like accommodations for. Could you go back and find where that was?
I don't remember.
Huh. That's okay.
So, kitchen in the title. We didn't even remember what the name of the road was. It's just all.
So it's basically just all over the place. And like, you have to really like try to remember where it was. Cause I don't know if it was accommodated, I would go back and look at like news articles.
It's around
or something
there,
like
but I just don't remember. It was like before, you know, when you, if anybody's that driven through Louisiana, you see all those flags around when you're going around College Town, I suppose. I guess near, I forget the name of the town. I'd have to go there to see it.
I'm surprised you don't remember. I'm surprised you don't try to backtrack or something to try to.
Oh, we did. We did. I don't know if they closed down or what. We went through every single exit, and it took like a whole day trying to find it. We never could. Maybe we just didn't go down deep enough on the sides.
I'm surprised you don't like remember like buildings or anything that's like, oh.
It was like the most forgettable place. That's why. It was like, you know what it is? It's a white whale. It's the one that was once and never was again.
Okay, so next sandwich I would consider after that would be a, let me think. Next sandwich, what about a steak? A steak sandwich.
Pretty solid, 7 out of 10. I mean, obviously, there's a huge range. The ideal, the worst steak sandwich, 7 out of 10. The best one, 10 out of 10 for sure.
Yeah,
because you get your cheese and your peppers and stuff like that. Oh, on the topic of steak sandwiches, I mean, after your rating.
Okay. So when you say the worst, I guess worst, worst is still good. I guess the worst I've had was like maybe Subway one. Just they're pretty generalized. Maybe like,
yeah, it's just Subway's like the top is 5 out of 10 for Subway for sure. Yeah, there's no way it's getting past 5 out of 10.
I mean, it's still pretty good. I give it like a 6 or something.
It's just like the tuna is like the best thing that they got, but ever since they took out the dolphin, I don't want it anymore. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Never, allegedly.
I think have you ever been to like Firehouse?
No, surprisingly, never to Firehouse.
They're pretty good.
Yes.
They're kind of expensive though, like Firehouse.
For what it is, yeah. Like if I'm paying for a sub, like it can't be a ham and cheese sub. Like that's too basic. I can make that at home. It has to be some sort of meat, like the Philly cheesesteak.
I remember they charged me subs. I remember they charged me like $15 for a steak, steak and cheese.
That's ridiculous. That's like high end restaurant prices almost.
And yeah, and that was just the meal. Like, that's not a meal. That was just a sandwich itself.
Yeah.
It was good, but I wouldn't say it's a 10 out of 10 good for $15. Eight at best. But
see, when you go to those places, you're always mired with the high price of the sandwich and the disappointment you are.
Yeah.
It damages the integrity of the sandwich.
Yeah. But I've had really good ones before. Like, I've had 10s out of 10, so I understand for sure the appeal of them, especially the ones with, like, the au jus sauce. Every day, all time, yes. All the time. I think that's what really makes it is the au jus sauce. What other sandwiches can you recall? Any more sandwiches you want to talk about?
Dude, come on.
What?
Come on. How could you forget and gloss over the seasonal treasure that is
pumpkin spice sandwich?
Get to that in the month after. Leftover sandwich. Turkey leftover sandwich. Thanksgiving.
Turkey leftover sandwich.
You know how they just, it becomes a monster of cranberry sauce, you know, stuffing, chicken, turkey.
I love cranberry sauce on sandwiches.
It's great.
I don't know why, but it's so good. Like,
but it needs all that other disgusting calorie stuff to make it alive.
Yeah.
Brings it to the next level.
I would eat a turkey cranberry sauce sandwich by itself, and I would also eat a turkey with gravy sandwich.
Yeah, they're both very good. Put gravy in it. I know Wawa has a really good one.
Do they?
Always. Yeah.
Like,
do you
leftover?
Even have Wawa where you live?
No, but it's like
it's not leftovers. It's just turkey, you know, stuffing, cranberry, etc. inside of a sandwich.
Oh.
And it's a huge, like, Subway, like, bigger than Subway for sure.
So it's basically a Subway then. A Wawa is basically a Subway.
Wawa is extremely, like, 2 tiers above Subway for sure.
That's not saying much. That's like saying this.
It's pretty great. It's like Boosie's, I guess. Bucky's, Boosie's.
This restaurant is 2 tiers above McDonald's. That's not saying much.
I mean, if anything, McDonald's has like a strict quality thing.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, I guess another sandwich I really didn't mention is just like the regular meat patty sandwich. Just the
a hamburger?
The hamburger, number one.
The number one. Yeah, 10 out of 10. There's so much you could do. So versatile.
It is so versatile. I wouldn't give it a 10 out of 10 though.
You wouldn't give a hamburger a 10 out of 10? 9 out of 10 for sure.
Yeah,
a po' boy for me is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I really, in terms of like eating a sandwich at a restaurant, I think my favorite restaurant that serves sandwiches is I forgot what it's called. Steak and Shake. You remember Steak and Shake? Steak and Shake, yeah.
Yeah, they're all right. Yeah. I like their French fries. You just eat them with the. That's like the one French fry that I would just eat a fork. Why would you say Steak and Shake when you have? Oh wait, we're talking about
hamburgers.
Whataburger.
Whataburger is good too, but like, I mean,
it's an institution. You're damaging an industry. On.
I don't know. I really like the Steak and Shake just because like they have a really big variety of toppings. Like
you're just being manipulated by the shake. That's what's going on.
Okay, well tell me, can you put a full egg on your Wendy's hamburger?
I mean, they have egg there with their breakfast sandwiches. Probably.
Can you put avocado on your burger?
I don't know. I don't ask for it. I'm sure they have avocado. I wouldn't trust it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you have so much variety. You have so much variety. I'd rather have
fresh avocado.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's fresh. I mean, at Steak and Shake, I mean, why it's still green.
They probably just put lemon in it.
No,
like, you could lie with some art. Dude, they probably got Dr. Strange in the kitchen keeping that avocado alive.
The time is. No, he lost the time stone, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He lost it. That's right.
It's canon. He lost
it. He lost
the avocado keeping stone. That's what it was.
I recalled another sandwich, but I don't. It flew past my head once we started talking about Doctor Strange.
You know, if it was that forgettable, it wasn't worth it.
No, it was. I guess maybe. I don't.
It remember. Wasn't meant to be a s'more.
In regards to like sandwiches, like I'm not adverse to. Oh no, I remember what it was. We were still in the hamburger world. What do you think about Fuddruckers hamburger?
Oh, amazing!
Yeah.
I used to accidentally take their knives with me until they started just giving, plastic
plastics. is it amazing because of the unlimited amount of cheese you could put on it?
Yeah, and then you like take some with you home with your leftovers. You just put the burger swimming in cheese. Really
never,
good way to stack on the pounds.
I've never taken cheese home from Fuddruckers. I don't even know that was a thing.
Disappoint me.
Wait,
I mean, you just Trojan horse it in your dining bag. That's it.
Like, do you bring like a Ziploc bag and just stand there and start pumping?
No, dude. You just have a little sump pump and you hum a little tune to cover up the noise of the battery operated beast under your coat.
No, it's not battery. Going it's into not, your battery. Pocket it's not battery operated. It's pump app.
Yeah, you just have a little pump under your armpit, dancing like you're doing the chicken. Oh my god, this hamburger is so good. And then all of a sudden, they're like, none the wiser. They, they're being ruined. All the cheese is being stolen.
Can you imagine like a guy like taped like a Ziploc bag to the side of his like stomach or whatever, and then he has like a funnel and he starts.
I'm sure somebody's done it. No, I'm sure.
And he starts pumping cheese into it, right? And then like 2 minutes later, you hear him like start yelling really loud because that shit is hot. And he's like,
"Oh yeah, it is." It will probably melt a bag if you had a cheap one.
Oh yeah, 100%. It probably melt like it. That thing comes out like boiling hot. Like
yeah.
Don't they have like a warning label on the little pot thing?
It's been like over 10 years since I've been at Fuddruckers.
Yeah, but I still have good memories of it. I think that's like a 9 out of 10 in terms of hamburgers if I could remember it for that long ago.
Yeah.
I think McDonald's is honestly I think that's the consistent. Worst.
Consistent for sure.
It's consistent. No. You're right. It's consistent, but I've been to one that was just the worst hamburger I've
There's always going to be those restaurants eaten. For places, dude. There's no way.
It was dry. It was rubbery. Like it was literally a piece of rubber. Like I couldn't describe it any other way than just a piece of rubber. Like I remember we were super hungry. I was like, I was with my family. We were out shopping for the whole day. We were really hungry and there was a McDonald's nearby. So I was like, okay, well, let's just pick up a quick hamburger, eat that. And then we're going to drive home because the drive home was like going to be 2 hours. So we were going to drive home for an hour, then go eat at like a decent place, So we're just going to eat quick a hamburger just to fill us up until we get to the place to eat. And that was like the nastiest hamburger I've ever eaten. Oh my God.
Yeah. I bet.
Yeah. Like never again. Never at that. Specific, like I remember which one it is, and I will never go there again. And I don't. Oh God, I don't know how they could call that food. That was horrible.
Yeah, I bet. You always have your outliers with the restaurants. For any restaurant, bad ones, good ones.
Yeah. What other sandwich can you remember or recall?
It's off the top of my head. I had nothing really. Just a s'more, which is just candy.
That is not a sandwich.
It's two pieces of bread.
A s'more?
Yeah, you got your
It's a cracker. It's a cracker. It's not bread. It's a cracker.
Same thing.
No, a cracker is not
bread. How do you make a cracker with yeast? What do you make crackers out of?
Just because it's made out of dough, I would not
call it... Dough, yeah. It's hard bread. It's
hard bread.
Doesn't bread not get stale?
But a cracker is not stale, though.
It can get stale if you just leave it there.
Yeah, it can get stale, but you don't eat it stale.
I mean, you don't know who you're talking to.
I like how you're trying to make the argument that a graham cracker is a piece of bread, but it's not a piece of bread.
It's still a piece of bread. It's just a difference. It's a dessert.
It's a cracker. It's a cracker.
It's adjacent bread.
Adjacent bread? I could understand if you're trying to make an argument that a Twinkie is a sandwich. Okay, I can make that consensus that a Twinkie is a sandwich. But a consensus that a cracker is a piece of bread? No, that's going way too far. A cracker is not a piece of bread.
We'll let the audience decide how they feel about it. Or you can just Google it. A millennia of arguing about crackers being bread or not.
A cracker of bread. I don't think that's it. Okay, I think that's pretty much all the sandwiches, right? In regards to us talking about sandwiches.
I think we covered them all.
I think that's pretty much everything. I guess if you're listening to this through the podcast, we are filming this live through Twitch.
Studio audience, where's your laughing track?
Yeah. So I guess if you want to listen to more of these, if you want to listen to more of the Beneath the Kotatsu Heaters Off edition, come join us on Twitch. I don't know if we have a regular schedule. I'll try to keep a regular schedule regarding these like random videos. But yeah, if you like this, tune in on Twitch with us. But I'll post this on the podcast as well. No edits because you can't really edit anything like this because we don't have the sound files or anything. But I guess I hope you guys like this, our first episode of the Heaters Off edition for